This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Okay, Joey Pals, presented through the generosity. I love saying this, the J. Ovier Group. Phone number 626-510-7042. Specializing in families that have special needs in real estate, seniors with special needs, investment questions in real estate, and their staff, J. Ovier's staff, speaks Spanish, Hebrew, German, French, and Chinese.
At all?
Yeah, I know. I'm having trouble with ink. Never mind. Okay, this is what's in the treasure chest. Elmer's, well, you've got a gift certificate for a free meal. I start swallowing. Look at that.
Oh, Pavlovian. She's drooling.
The website is eatatelmers.com, 327-8419. Fresh fruit waffle with fresh strawberries, blueberries, and bananas. Swallow. Topped with cream cheese icing and whipped cream. Or fresh strawberry crepes topped with cream cheese icing and whipped cream. Or, everybody raves about this. It doesn't sound good to me. Strawberry apple poppy seed salad.
Everybody, sounds good to me.
It does, everybody but me, I guess.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Okay, then you've got a gift certificate to Laser Ink / Central Printer Resources. They're at 4599 East Ramon Road. Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com, 7784444. And they got in some new printers at very competitive prices, accompanied by their expertise to match you with the perfect fit, all guaranteed, of course. And remember, over there at Laser Inc., they can repair any of these gadgets, printers, copiers. Does anybody have a fax machine anymore? Answering machines, they can fix anything. And it's the most fun to go in there and see the collection of typewriters, even really old ones, where the buttons were round and elevated. I mean, couldn't do it with my fingernails now, but that's, you remember those.
I do.
We both do. I didn't mean to be unkind.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
And then you've got a $50 gift certificate from MJR Custom Framing, Suite 108 at the Atrium at Rancho Mirage. Phone number is 324-6696. They can do such wonderful things. If you've got photographs that you think are destroyed or yellowed or torn, I have somewhere part of the picture's missing. If it's not somebody's face, they put it in the computer and they reconstruct it. I mean, they can do wonderful things. And don't lose those, because now we take pictures on our cell phones and all that, but you've got a lot of them that are going to be lost. So isn't that a good idea?
Are you saying you have pictures or you tore them, the someone out of them?
Yes, I do. Okay. Ex-husbands by the dozen are missing from
them. I see. So you have a lot of half photos that you need to have restored.
He's so hard to work with.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
Then it works this way. Brian has five children. Brian and his bride, Teresa, have five children. Name them.
Ethan, Mia, Jack, John, and Thomas.
That was kind of slow on the uptake there. His five, my three. Trevor, Tammy, Tyler. We take the eighth caller, Joey Pals. 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number eight, we are going to spin the wheel. The elevator's fixed. COVID is gone. In July, we're going to do it. So you'll get all that paperwork. And thank you for making the show what you have. I've been doing this 26 years. Talk about our children growing up. 26 years. Poof. Went just like that. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program. I have to tell you, you know, we've talked about that new eye drop that is going to perhaps get rid of the need for reading glasses.
Oh, yeah.
when my eyes get tired, although I can read the mouse print fine right now, but why, when I've been on the computer too long, do I have trouble reading the mouse print? I don't this morning.
I think you just, your eyes get tired. It's like that glow and you're, you know, staring into space. Maybe you should go back to typing. You know, this is interesting. I was at a Mizell Stars Among Us fundraiser last week. Lovely home. Anyway, we were talking about typewriters, like things that kids wouldn't recognize today. Exactly. They were talking about record players.
Yes.
And now they're making a comeback, like
yes.
vinyl records.
Vinyl is making a comeback.
Like people are rushing out to get vinyl. And so I'm talking to a table of elderly women.
Careful now.
I know. I'm being very careful.
Okay.
Elderly women. Octogenarians. Maybe nonagenarians. And they were talking about vinyl coming back, and they were talking about how important their typing teacher was for them in their lifetime. And it was so funny, because it made me think of Laser Ink and all those typewriters. Yes. I think kids would recognize it only because of the keyboard piece.
But Shelby said to me, how do you spell check?
Yeah, you don't.
And you know something, talking intellectually, when I type something on my computer, I go back now and look at it. I check for punctuation. You had to do it right the first time on that typewriter. And forget when you had carbon paper and made those copies. Oh, if you made a mistake, oh, good heavens.
Yeah.
Or those erasers or whiteout or, oh, maybe we were smarter then and we had to think ahead of our thoughts. Or maybe we're dumber now because we know we don't have to. We can go back and check it. What do you think?
You know, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you, I'm just glad I'm not typing. And I grew up in the typing age.
Of course.
Way back when I was a young pharmacist, we had to type. Like the labels.
Oh.
And I wasn't a good typer at all. And they had electric typewriters.
Did you really type or did you hunt and peck?
I was more of a hunt and peck. I still hunt and peck on a computer.
Oh,
you know, my. I'm pretty good at it, but I mean, I took a typing class in high school, and it is beyond me. Anyway,
I digress.
I mean, it's just interesting.
Go
just
into
wonderful,
Laser Ink.
Wonderful.
You'll love that.
It was just wonderful company, though. Just yes. hearing them regale about
the big black things where all the went up in the. I don't know how to describe it. Go see the folks at Laser Ink. You'll love it. Take your grandchildren. They'll laugh. Okay, let's open the medicine cabinet.
That's
pretty
it's
good.
It's a heavier door this time.
That's heavier door. All
heavier
the drugs
door.
Fall out.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, Joey Pals, 5 bacteria linked to aggressive prostate cancer.
And 7 dwarfs, too, and 5 bacteria.
Yeah,
you
what
know,
does that mean?
Yeah, you know, that's
means
true.
Means if you have these bacteria in your body, you'll get prostate cancer, or what does that mean?
So this is a fascinating study that was done in the UK. All the stuff is really coming out of Europe right now, maybe because the U.S. is focused on other stuff. But
okay.
Yeah, they took urine samples, urine sediment samples from 318 individuals, and they were looking literally for, you know, what is there? First of all, they found this bacteria, so they went
in the urine.
They found bacteria, which are not.
Does urine come through the prostate?
Yeah, well, yes, it does.
This is
I
one
mean, not
cancer
really through
I cannot
it.
Get.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing was, so they noticed they went back and they looked at these people longitudinally for like 6 years.
Oh.
So they had prostate cancer. They did urine samples. They did other samples. And then they found these 5 bacteria that, you know, and if you work in healthcare, you're familiar with like E. coli and Pseudomonas and all these other ones. There were only 2 out of the 5 that I had ever recognized, you know, and they're all anaerobic. Like Fusobacterium was one and Enterococcus. But these are typically weak bacteria, meaning like they're easily treated.
Oh.
But there was an association of finding these 5 type of bacteria with worse highly aggressive and metastatic prostate cancer. And so they don't know if it's because the cancer is these organisms cause an inflammatory state, which caused the cells to become cancerous, or is just the microenvironment an opportunistic, you know, as you have inflammation and you have cancer that's spreading.
Chicken and the egg.
Yeah, so they don't know which, if it's causative, causal or not, but there is an association, and it's early in the research, but it's a fascinating thing. And not only that, these are bacteria that are easy to test for, even genomically or genetically.
Blood test? They'll
spin down the urine sediment and they can look for these, and they don't have to find the bacteria. There's also genetic components of this that they're looking at.
So then they know you're at a risk, but most men are at a risk to develop prostate.
Yeah, one in eight men, if you live long enough, it's not a joke, but if you live long enough, you're going to get prostate cancer and die from something else. But one in eight men get prostate
Very
cancer.
Very slow moving. But are you saying when they found these five bacteria, that it became the more aggressive prostate cancer?
They associated these urinal biomarkers with prostate cancer that spread faster, okay. Got metastatic quicker, and so, you know, the initial Gleason score might be higher. So the risk of having a metastatic bad outcome from prostate cancer was associated with one of these bacteria being present.
Okay. Question number two, again to the UK.
Oh, yes. UK.
This might be, you may have already covered. A UK study found 58 new mutations that cause cancer.
New 58. So there's thousands of things that have caused cancer that we know or suspect or have identified the mechanism for it. Now, this is out of the 100,000 Genome Project in the UK. And they took 12,000 people with cancer, and this is from the Human Genome Project specifically there. They took 12,000 people with cancer.
All kinds of cancers.
All different kinds of cancer, and they went and they literally mapped out the DNA sequencing for all of these individuals, looking at specific things that are associated with cancer, of which, you know, remember, there's like thousands. And they found like 58 new ones, such as tanning beds. I know this sounds crazy. But did you lay in a tanning bed? Have you ever smoked? Not are you an active smoker, but did you ever smoke in your lifetime? And then cellular inflammation. So 58 things now that we know can cause cancer. So they're looking for like the fingerprints at the crime scene, you know, things that are different. And this is about all. So I found it fascinating that they can do it so quickly. The technology is that good. But these are the folks out of Cambridge, so they're brilliant people, and they're doing a lot of work for the world, if you ask me. But yeah, it was fascinating.
I can remember in the 70s and 80s, the medical community promised us they would get cancer in that decade.
Oh, cure it, yeah, cure it, right. Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Curtain number three.
Okay.
I'll just read it and see if I understand it when I read it. The FDA has okayed a revolutionary anti-cancer drug that provides oral maintenance with advanced cancers. I have no idea what I just said.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have, but since you asked me that question, I was able to research it a little bit because that was pretty vague. And I go, what drug could this possibly be? So it turned out that was a headline from a news article back in November of 2021.
What?
Yeah, well, it's recent. This is the fascinating thing. This particular drug has been out now for, what, about 5-6 months?
Okay, whatever you say.
Here, we call it Lynparza. Now, this is a fascinating drug because it's one of the few drugs that's actually targeting a known mutation in the BRCA. Remember you were talking about BRCA? The BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, and also it looks at restorative gene defects in prostate cancer as well. So it's a drug that has companion diagnostics with it.
Reproductive? No, no.
Well, it's a type of a mutation where you don't actually create a whole lot of, like the BRCA gene with cancer. It's a germ cell mutation, so there's not a lot of it there. Normally, you would see it there in HER2-negative breast cancer. So anyway, the interesting thing about this, it's an oral drug, and we're going to see more of these.
Lynparza.
Where you have to, there's a diagnostic test with it. They call them companion tests. So you have to get this test first, and if the test comes back you know, positive for, looking for this, these genetic mutations, then you can be on the drug. And it's a suppressive drug therapy that you can take for a year.
Do you have to already have cancer, though?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You have cancer. They do the test. And they'll use other therapies as well, but this is targeting specifically these mutations. It's a very active therapy. It's the only one that targets a mutation. That's why it was interesting how it was approved by the FDA.
Gosh.
And the only, I would say the only, if there's anything negative about it, the technology is fascinating. The drug is about $20,000 a month, which is not...
Oh, my stars.
That was shocking to me, but that's also not shocking to me, knowing that a lot of effective oral cancer therapies are expensive and in the $15,000 to $20,000 a month range. That, and by far, that's not the most expensive drugs. I mean, we have patients on drugs that, you know, laugh at that.
How do they pay for it?
Well, you know, that's interesting. It's for a lot of the orphan drugs. The health plans pay for it. Really, the government subsidizes, and the health plans have carve-outs that will pay for that. Oftentimes, we have to pay for it.
We
meaning our group, has to pay for it.
DOHC?
Yeah, sometimes we have to pay for it. And then sometimes it's covered under the pharmacy benefit. So if you guys know the Medicare jargon, Part B, outpatient Medicare, Part D is your drug benefit. So it depends on where that drug falls and how it's administered. But I can tell you, I wasn't shocked at the price tag because I've seen drugs more expensive, but the more interesting thing is that it's very effective for pancreatic, breast, and prostate. So
you are a wealth of knowledge. So we will table why test wastewater.
Why taste wastewater?
Test
wastewater.
For next week, will you be with us?
Yes, I will.
Oh,
and
good.
I'll do my wastewater research. Oh, no tasting, only testing.
Oh gosh. And where will you be for Mother's Day with Teresa? Is your mother still living?
No. She's. We'll be celebrating her, though.
Yes, of course.
Spiritually, heavenly, however you do that.
And are any of your daughters mothers?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
No.
We've covered everything. Thank you so much for stopping by. I always look forward to these conversations, and so do the Joey pals. We're almost through with our medical degree now.
Yes, we are.
Woo! We need to say goodbye to Dr. Brian Hodgkins.
Get out. Go on, get.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, this is presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com. They were our restaurant of the week this week. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. They use only top-shelf spirits and all-natural ingredients. No additives, no preservatives, never. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. BuzzBox is 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. Three simple steps to enjoy BuzzBox cocktails. Number one, chill them, but you don't have to. Number two, shake them. Number two, drink them. Enjoy. And Joey Pals, go to BuzzBox.com and check out the great video as to how these are being manufactured here in the Coachella Valley. You'll be so proud to know this. ACT Tours says, there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Tyler and I are going to Mexico with ACT in May. Come with us. Phone 3221247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes wants you to know that the astrology report for the first half of May is governed by Taurus. And then comes Gemini. Check with Dana. She'll come down from the mothership for you. Details of all these and other signs, the website is astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency has approved a new election division map that will be used in November. Go to dwa.org/divisions to check it out. And if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Yes, please. Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives for grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Everything is under the website of dwa.org. Just Fabulous reminds you they have huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more for birthdays, Mother's Day. June means wedding. June means graduations, all those birthdays. And they also now have gifts for kids and pets. The website is BeJustFabulous.com. That's the letter B, then JustFabulous.com. LaloVisions.com says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the minute, day, week, month, year, future holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered from his beautiful office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you, I promise you. My voice gets more peaceful just thinking about him. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 760-401-1810, or visit his website. That's Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. And Joey Pals, for your wife or your mother or any of the ladies in your family, it's a fabulous gift idea for this week that we're celebrating Mother's Day. Palm Springs Aerial Tram, the number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley. Remember to check out the tram cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And oh, please, Peaks Restaurant is now open for lunch and dinner. Fabulous, fabulous. And the awards, you know, all those awards at the tram and this number something in the world for treetop dining or top of the mountain dining. Check it all out at pstramway.com. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters remind you jazz on the second floor is back, heating up, get it, the upstairs open air patio on Tuesdays, and there's entertainment all different days of the week. Interested in performing live upstairs in the lounge? Email Tim at psculturalcenter.com. And the movies are Mothering Sunday, Jump Darling, and Anais in Love, among many others. Check them all out at psculturalcenter.org, home of the best popcorn. More food in the Coachella Valley. Okay, thus endeth the see, it was food. Popcorn did it. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey Pals, on the show tomorrow, astrology with Dana Haynes and the airport with Daniel Meyer. A for astrology, A for airport, D for Dana and Daniel. Until then, you be well. All the best.